Duncan Morrow is a community relations specialist. He's from the University of Ulster. What's your take on what you've heard today?
Well, of course, at the moment, the things, as you say, if you're pointing out, are not bad in themselves. You know, I've spent years on the kind of doing things in summer, trying to bring kids together, loads of very good projects. What I find very interesting now is that they're kind of raised to the core of a strategy when I spent a lot of time being attacked for them, you know, not being enough. So I think we have to say today, the core question is, well, by all sorts of people saying, you know, that's not going to change it, because what we really have to do is to, you know, tackle housing. What we have to do is to tackle flags and parades and so on. Now, where we are today is this. We have got an announcement of some things which are good in themselves. But, you know, it really does depend whether this is a toe in the water and the taste of things to come, or whether actually it's just another attempt to try and get it off the table and people are just reacting to a load of pressure. Because actually, we can't afford to be playing games with this anymore,
well,
as you hear
suspect?
Every day. Well, I have to say that at the moment, the jury's out. But if this is cynical, this will deepen the cynicism about politics in Northern Ireland. But if it is a beginning, and if we're really going to see a drive to tackle the big issues, like how can we live together? And that's not just a few shared housing estates. That's actually a really serious question about tackling housing at a strategic level. Kids, over time, with 25 years from the agreement, are a large proportion of our kids going to grow up in a way they could become friends rather than separate parallel structures? That's a key issue. Now, there are steps towards it in here, but we need to see this is really driven now.
Do you think, Duncan, it was a mistake, Peter Robinson, Martin McGuinness, releasing this without the detail?
Well, I think it just is what it is. They've put this out. I think what it does say is this is the agenda, and that's good. I think it's now left this question mark, which we're all saying, well, what is there?
But we've been waiting for a shared future strategy from Stormont for years.
Yes.
And then you get the outline of a proposal, and you don't. So years later, you don't get the detail. Now, that detail should come in 2 weeks' time.
Yep.
But do you think they should have held off until they released the detail? Or have they done this right?
Well, it certainly leaves the question, are you serious? And that is the question that everyone wants to know. Are you serious? And then, I mean, a shared future in 2005 said something like, separate but equal is not an option. It's not morally and economically an option. Are we now all signed up that that's true? They gave us a big action plan, which every government department every year was to do things like the Department of Finance was going to say, we're not going to build anything if it has a bad effect on intercommunity relations. The Department of Environment was
saying, Department of Finance is putting up more union flag posts.
Well, now, hopefully now they will be looking at how that works into the future. And we'll see that in the plan. The next thing is that in terms of flag flying, the Review of Public Administration setting up all these new councils, what's the rules on the flags in the councils? Because otherwise we'll have row on the first day about that. That needs to be in a strategy now, because that's happening next year. Then, for example, there was delivery mechanisms, used to call them. But what that meant was everybody got involved. There was a Community Relations Council vamped up, and that needs to be kept because they did a lot of good work and are doing a lot of good work. And there was a local government element, and every department was involved. That's what a strategy begins to look like, and it says we're serious.
And so you wonder if they're serious.
Well, I suppose at the moment we will see when the strategy comes
out. Come on now. We saw the First and Deputy First Minister stand there.
Oh, yeah.
And certainly the mood music from them was that this is one of the most significant announcements in recent times for Northern Ireland. America's commenting on it. And you're questioning whether they're serious? You're questioning whether
they're cynical? No, I'm saying that the jury for me in this case is, or I'll change the metaphor, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. Well, I suppose because I've waited so long. And I don't want to be naive on the one hand, and I don't want to be grumpy on the other. I just want to be real and say, seriously, we have to tackle this. We have to tackle it. And the only question at really stake is, are you going to? Are you going to deal with these really complicated issues? Because for me, that was the purpose of setting up the political institutions that we have. And so this is the opportunity. And we've been promised a shared future document since June 2007. Seven when they went in. So that's nearly 6 years now. We got this yesterday. It's only the precursor. We're told to wait for the strategy. We'll wait for it. And then we'll all be able to actually see.
And do you think that they can go on a twin track here? Do you think that they can sort things like these placements for young people and then say that they're sorting flags on a completely different train track? And they will say, well, we're bringing in an independent chairman and all this kind of stuff.
Well,
you know, because let me give you this, and yeah. I don't want to be too I really don't want to play to any galleries here. But can you imagine a situation where there is a young person embracing this, wanting to travel to another community for the first day of his life, and on that day there's ratting in Northern Ireland over flags?
Well, of course, that's the contradiction in the middle of it all. And so, you know, actually, there are three massive legacy issues out there, one of which is the flags and emblems discussion. And, you know, the economic cost of this is gigantic. There's no point in an investment strategy if it's £30 million to police the riots that result from one decision in Belfast City Hall. And that's in 4 months. So if you multiplied that up and it went on, it would go to hundreds. And the economy, we can see how this connects to the economy. I mean, who's going to invest in a place which looks like a basket case every night in the television? Tourists. I mean, why are tourists going to come here? We need more visitors and bright people.
Well, listen,
we need bright people to come back here.
Just before we run out of time this morning, the police, politicians, community representatives are holding talks in Wales. The aim of this, reducing parading tensions. You're in the middle of that. What's happening?
Well, I mean, it's interesting to hear.
Cardiff. And why Cardiff?
Well, I mean, what is interesting is how things turn out when you hear them back reflected to you. What this started out was as a feeling in the police that we need to set up some opportunity for dialogue and some possibility for people to listen to each other as well as just shout. So the point of people like ourselves and Stanford is University of Ulster and Stanford is to try to, at least when we're asked, to set up those situations. And it's not about negotiating. I mean, it has come across as we're negotiating. No, not at all. It is a chance to ensure there is communication, to say, where are we now, to actually set up processes to ensure that there's no doubts around the rule of law, that everybody understands all where we are, that we get a toolkit, that we have long-term relationships which can establish a shared future over time, but and can really create a situation where...
Should the police be taking a lead on something that is essentially a political decision?
Well, my own view is the lead should come from where it comes from. A lead is the first step. I hope that politicians are talking about this too. I think the chance to actually go slightly away to talk about these things in private was important. It's unfortunate it's now become a huge media circus because it's not what it was. Okay. It's really a quiet opportunity. It builds on work that's been done in the community by Stanford for years with people like Digit and Intercom and so on.
Thank you.